Does God have a sense of humor?
My favorite game to play in Rome is this game. It's called Hey Sister. Now, if you've been to Rome, you know that there are just millions of nuns there. Like, you can't throw a rock without hitting one. Don't. Because nuns can run fast. You guys, the only way I'm going to get into heaven right away for Judy to know the beatific vision like that is going to be if I get struck down while turning the handle on the way out of confession. Because, right? Because this, I don't know if this is me. I go, you know, blessed, be absolved, get out, and I'll get out of confession. I'll squeaky clean. I'll be like, what is she wearing? Then I got a knock. It's me again. So how you play Hey Sister is this is, so when you see the gang go by, all you do is you go, Hey Sister! And however many nuns you get to turn around, you get a point. That's all it is.
I'm joined now by the lady comedienne, Judy McDonald. Judy, does God have a sense of humor?
Oh, I really, really hope so. I've banked my whole life on it. And I'm hoping that he gets a good joke. I hope when I get up there, he just... you know, smiles at me, kind of wags his finger and goes, oh, Jude, you got me. He does have a sense of humor. He does only because, and you know what, I think a lot of people think maybe God doesn't, and I think those kind of people who don't think God has a sense of humor really don't know God. I think they kind of keep God up on the shelf, and they kind of don't know God.
So I'm going to try real hard, and I'm going to aim for purgatory. My biggest fear in life is that I die... saving like a kitten from a fire. I die and I get to purgatory. My biggest fear is that I get up there and Mother Teresa is still waiting. Shoo. Is this the back of the line or?
Like Jesus knew God. Like, you know, Jesus and God, we're pretty tight. I don't know if you know your church history like I do, but, you know, God didn't just call Jesus, you know, hey, Jesus, he was his son, and when Jesus refers to God, it's Abba, it's Father, you know, it's Daddy. And that's the kind of relationship where I really strive, and I really think that God is calling us into, you know, having us call him his Daddy. Me and my dad joke around a lot.
Do you love our new German Shepherd? Isn't he so cool? I love him. This is good. You've been to the Vatican, right? I mean, I've seen it from a distance. I have to stay back, but... I could just imagine him rollerblading down the halls at night, going, whoa, I am the Pope. This is all mine.
Like that old line, God has a sense of humor, look at the porcupine. And, you know, the more I've always been kind of a smart aleck, and now that this is my livelihood, I rely more on God for my material than anyone. You know, in the beginning I tried to write jokes and I was horrible at it. And God kind of just nudged me and said, hey kid, take a look around. I'm pretty funny because people don't always get my jokes. So kind of my attitude now. And every day I'm alive, he just continues to marvel how really funny he is. And I just think we don't see it. And I think God's humor is the purest form of humor. It's joy. And I think he... just like a parent looks at their kids and smiles, you know, not necessarily because they're messing up, but because they're trying and because he loves them, he looks at us with just that joy. And then sometimes he looks at us, and that's when it cries, when we do something bad. That's why it's, you know, storm season. But I think he laughs, and I think it's a good kind of laugh. I think it's just a deep kind of joy that we're not going to realize until we enter the beatific vision with him, and wow.
Ash Wednesday. That's the days, ladies. That is the day to go and find other, you know, that's to go on the prowl and look for Catholic men. Because it's almost like a deer being tagged in the wild, one of those big pink earrings. You're like, right there. Here's one. Call me.